Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attention! It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
Whoa, it's the end of the show show, bro. Hi, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. Welcome to the end of the show show for my show. Yo, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I apologize for my absence these last few days. I have not been well, as you can probably tell by my snotty-sounding voice, but we're back at it. I'm excited today because the Regrets are doing an in-session in Seattle, so if you happen to be listening to this right when it's uploaded, 1:30 this afternoon, you can see the band called The Regrets. They're playing at Deck the Hall Ball, and they're doing an in-session today at Soul Repair on Capitol Hill across the street from the venue they're playing at tonight called Numos. I love Numos. I haven't been in a while, though. Anyway, hopefully things are going great for you so far this week. I'm going to keep this pretty brief because my voice is a whole hot mess. But it was crazy because all the local news and stuff that I wanted to talk about today got usurped by tons of awesome rock and roll news.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
The nominees for the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame include a bunch of awesome names. From Dave Matthews Band to Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, cool, Nine Inch Nails, Motorhead, the Notorious B.I.G., and Seattle's very own Soundgarden. Yeah, it's awesome. Look, we'd love to see the late Cornell and gang get in on the first go-round here, all right? So to vote, it's up to us. You just Google the word Soundgarden and the word vote together, and a ballot pops up. You get started, you can pick five artists per day. Vote once a day. Let's get Soundgarden in. Also, shout out to the late Cretaceous period being included with the addition of T-Rex on that list. Stoked for you, buddy. In other big rock and roll news, congrats to Cage the Elephant. They have earned their 9th number one alternative single with Social Cues, and that's the most of any band this decade. That band's been sneaky good this whole time, just working their butts off, and it's paying off. Great job. And real quick, I wanna go see the dinosaur skeletons. The Burke Museum got $99 million worth of renovation work, several floors of fun and culture and stuff, including that mammoth. I think there's a T-Rex skull. Oh, can't wait. Congrats.
You just got news.
Now, I never went to the Burke Museum before, so I don't know if it's like way cooler or like how many dinosaur things there were or what, but now I wanna go because I saw pictures from it on their website, whatever that is. Google it. It was pretty awesome. Also, for that rock and roll voting, sorry, this is out of order. You literally just Google the name of the band and vote, and then you can vote for whatever you want. Nine Inch Nails is huge for me, too. I can imagine Trent Reznor being pretty blasé about the whole thing, but then, you know, taking the award home and being stoked about a legacy or something. I don't know. Oh, that was a good one. Sorry about that. There's a new Full 90 Extra Time podcast, almost the end of the season. On Saturday, the Seattle Sounders are playing in the MLS Cup playoffs. It's the first round of the playoffs, Saturday, noon 30. I'm going. You going to be there? I hope to see you. Now, Halloween is going to be here before you know it. I'm going out of town next week, and then boom, I get back, and we go straight to a Halloween party. Holy crap. That means I got to have everything ready to go before I go out of town. Space Baby has got an awesome costume. His mom and dad are just dressing up with him, so it should be pretty fun. I can't wait. Anyway, I know it's hard sometimes to come up with a Halloween costume, and it's easy to just be like, well, I hate Halloween. I get it. I've been there a million times. You could go thrifting, or you could let a computer decide for you.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Look, coming up with a Halloween costume kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Now, you can always go thrift stuff at Goodwill for an idea, or you can let a computer come up with a new costume. A data researcher pumped an AI full of info, and it spit out some great costumes. Skunk in a moose suit. What? There's goth giraffe, vampire rock, or my personal favorite, dress up as Carl Sagan. Took a computer to come up with the best Halloween costume ever. put on something skimpy, it immediately becomes sexy Carl Sagan.
Finally!
Is it possible to have too many options? Anyone who's ever stood in front of a full refrigerator and still gone out for something to eat knows that the answer is definitely yes. But Disney really went for it by announcing the full list of titles available for their November launch of their new streaming service. 645 films and series will be available on Disney Plus. Whoa, slow down. I'm having a hard time figuring out what's not there. All the Star Wars films, check. Oh look, not all the Avengers will be included. Interesting. And finally, good news for immature Tesla owners. In a coming update, you'll be able to change the sounds that your car makes. Forget that dumb old horn sound. How about a nice prize goat? It's a real thing that's happening. Or better yet, a fart. Out of the way, jerk! Drive by your friends with the Monty Python coconut noise. Oh, we really are headed to the worst possible timeline, aren't we?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Sexy goth giraffe. Let's work that out. And it's not goth, not like the quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams. It's goth, like the person who listens to Morrissey. Is Morrissey a goth man? I feel like people who like goth also like Morrissey. The Smiths? I guess I don't know that much about goth. Oh well.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.